What's up, guys? It's episode 4 here on Being Limitless. What's up? I'm back in the Philippines right now. I'm kind of addicted to this new app, Anchor.fm. It's pretty cool. There's a function where you can do a collaborative co-hosted talk to any topics you want. And so far, a lot of people have been asking for collaboration on success, motivation, law of attraction. It's just so happened that usually when they request it, I'm in the car or moving around or in meetings. So I'm here 7 a.m. in the morning in the Philippines. Wanted to discuss more on these topics that may interest you, whether it may be success, motivation, law of attraction. And I'm actually going to be talking about one of the books I've been rereading. I don't know if you know this book. It's one of the authors. His name is Charles Hanel. He wrote a book called The Master Key System. So for those who don't know what the master key is, it's basically a key that opens any door that has, you know, access to unlocking potential. So the concept of the book is each chapter has a way of teaching you how to tap into your unlimited power, using your mind, hermetic philosophy, you know, the law of vibration, feeling good, and concentration. So why does this have a connection with success, mindset, law of attraction? Because in the book, you know, if you read the book, one of the first topics is everything is mental. Your thought, your image in your mind, the things you think, it all starts there. You know, people don't realize from a young age, you're being conditioned to accept beliefs, and you either subconsciously or consciously are aware of thoughts that are running on automatic. So yeah, the reason why this book is very, very, I would say, controversial, because it was actually banned from the public for 10 years or 15 years before it was released to the public. And they said that back then, you know, the elites, the people who didn't want them to have access to it during the war, they didn't want them to uprise and, you know, get them to think. And I would say, you know, if you can get people thinking, that's power. And if you can raise the consciousness, wealth consciousness, it's power. So last night I had a one-on-one coaching mentoring with one of my coaches. His name is MJ. So, and he also is in insurance, investments. He's also an entrepreneur. And I go, MJ, what I taught you 2 years, you know, it's hard to teach someone in 6 months, you know, and you're just still, you know, breaking into the mindset. And what I'm teaching him in 2 years, it took me 15 years to like learn and try to, you know, polish it down the last 4 or 5 years. And those 4 to 5 years, it's not even considered like work. It's also understanding that everything that you have in life, everything you attract, everything you create or manifest, there are these laws that you need to understand that are supreme, absolute, and also have, you know, the laws are over whatever you think it is. If you don't believe it, the laws are there. If you believe in it, the laws are there. So I told him, you know, the way I used to work is, you know, try to become successful in a sense where you have to be work, stress, you know, hustle. But now it's like reading a lot of Wayne Dyer, Abraham Hicks, Charles Hanel. You start to become more aware that if you're in a certain energy frequency, in a certain flow, if you're in inspired action and you move, but you're not in struggle, you start to understand that there's a thing you can leverage with intention. So why does it have to connect with success and motivation? Before you master a success or any type of thing you want in life, you really have to master two things, you know, your thoughts and your emotions. Because a lot of people usually say and feel that it's very hard to stay still, be positive, have the right thinking, and focus intent and attention to things that they really want. Today, the gadgets, TV are very, very high triggers to keep you off balance. It's kind of like you're doing a balancing act in the circus, and you know, people are just like whistling at you, trying to get your attention. Same thing goes when you're actually, you know, also reaching for success, and you know, you want to do your work, you want to, you know, put time in, but people are saying, "Hey, let's go out, let's do this, let's party, let's do drugs." There's going to be distractions. Where you build the muscle is when you focus intention, intent, and have that pure thought, as Abraham Hicks says, 68 seconds of pure thought leverages about 2,000 hours. And I started getting it when I read this, when I heard this podcast a couple of months ago, so like last year. The podcast was called Mechanic to Millionaire. It's this guy who basically who was a mechanic and started applying these laws, and he started building a business. He went into his dream house in 11 months. He was in a direct selling company, and he basically read Charles Hanel. He read Science of Getting Rich, The Secret, Neville Goddard. And I would say, with all the books I've read, they're great business books, they're great biographies, but the books that I'm reading are really the ones who really teach about the laws. And Charles Hanel is something that he talks about a lot. So in The Master Key, because there's so many chapters, it's a pretty wide book. It just teaches you how to build your mental mental muscles and understand how it works. They talk about breathing, relaxation, being in stillness, spending time alone. Now my schedule doesn't really have to develop of being busy. It's like you need time to yourself to be in sync, easy flowing, having fun. If it's not fun, don't do it. And really understand what is stress, what is negative thought, and everything is self-inflicted. And if you understand that more and go deeper down the rabbit hole, it is actually the ego needing to be right about the wrong things. So when you read the book, Charles Hanel, or audiobook, it's actually 5 hours on audio. How do I apply this into life? Well, the first thing you're going to realize is that you're going to catch yourself thinking and feeling things that you're going to try and trace, like, why am I feeling these things? What is the source of this feeling or thought? And you start realizing you stop playing the victim game or victim mentality. And when anything happens around you, you start to stop saying it's his fault, someone else's fault, and start realizing, hey, I have the power to respond differently. I have the power to have different energy around this. I have the power to, you know, feel good and respond and always be in my flow. So when you start realizing that power, then your life starts to change. Intention starts to change. So I was practicing this last 4 months and really focused, really spent time 1 hour. You know, spending time thinking is really a process, thinking good thoughts. Because sometimes you feel bad, you see traffic, you want to get pissed off. You want to get pissed off at the Uber app. You want to get pissed off at the world. Those are actually what we call resistance. And what I realized, when you put anything called FDW, fear, doubt, worry, or any judgment, you start to close the access to the abundance, to the source energy, and really get yourself cut off. And we call that pinching it off in Abraham Hicks. So what's the best way? Is really to see all these petty things as a way from attracting and manifesting what you want. First, you got to understand what is bothering you, what is actually wrong. Because the moment you think it's something wrong, there's actually a solution around it. So if I were to sum it up, what is really the point of this is really being self-aware. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about awareness, gratitude, thankfulness. There's no really bad situation. It's just really the way you look at it is perspective. And from these blessings, you get breakthroughs and you get teachings. And you'll just learn from it. And like, you'll just have these super aha moments. And that's where we call the blessings from your breakthroughs. So if you are looking for a breakthrough and you're looking for blessings, the way you attract these is not really like depending and really praying to God, say, please, 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 in the needy moment. You're feeling very needy. I would just say, you know, just be grateful, start saying thank you, start forgiving people. You release the energy, you release the polarity that is keeping you, because you are like a human magnet. And if you realize when you put something into a gadget and the batteries are put in the wrong way, those are, that's what you call polarity switch. And if you put the batteries in the right way, the polarities are actually proper and you can flow. So if you have any type of resistance, judgment, fear, doubt, worry, victim mentality, blame, fear, anything that causes you to feel bad, your polarities are switched. And how do you know if you're not feeling good? Ask yourself, am I feeling great? And ask yourself, what can you make yourself feel good? And you just say gratitude, grateful for today, grateful for this mic, grateful for this electric fan. And once you put that onto the universe, by law, will match it. And people think, you know, I've done that. I try to feel good for 1 day or 2 days. Honey, this is a lifetime process. If you get this right, like LeBron's killing it. He's just getting better and better. Your mastery level is at 0.001%. If you get to the 51% or 90%, it will take 10,000 hours for you to master this subconsciously into a conscious competence. What do you call that? Unconscious competence, where you already doing it and with your eyes closed. So they have what you call your unconscious incompetent, which is you don't know that you don't know. Then your conscious incompetent, like you know that you don't know. Then you call your conscious competent, like you know that you're doing it. Then what you call unconscious competence, like you don't know that you're actually doing it right. So those are the four levels of learning. And always remember the be, do, have concept. Whenever you want to have something, you directly go to do. It's actually whenever you want to do something or be, do, have. First, what is the feeling like? What is the feeling of gratitude? Because remember, we're in the law of vibration and we're not in the law of action. We live in a universe of vibration, not non-physical energy. So people get this wrong. If I want that, I'm going to act. No, let's start with the intention. Feel the moment. Feel it till it gets real. Feel it how that, you know, there's a song with Migos. It's like, walk it like you talk it. It actually, talk it till you walk it. So feel it till it becomes real. So as a morning inspiration, spend an hour, spend night, spend medium time. You don't need to be busy playing Candy Crush. Just get onto a journal and say, what am I grateful for? What I want to intend to manifest? What I feel like is going to happen? Once you open the doors of abundance, that is the holy grail that everyone's been looking for. They always say, the path to spirituality, the door to spirituality, abundance, success, it doesn't open outward, it opens inward. So if you like this and you feel that you can get value out of it, share it, tag somebody, and hopefully this can be a stepping stone to more awareness. Have a great day. Episode 4, here we go.